appreciate you making the effort to be in the house of the Lord, and you've went to the effort to be here, and I feel like the Lord has something for us. Amen? Feels like the Lord has something for us. We got up this morning, and we was up fairly early this morning, and the text messages started coming in, and the phone messages of teachers canceling and saying they weren't going to make it, so we was trying to fill classes and all that kind of stuff. And there was one point I thought, you know what, really, we probably could combine a bunch of them today and get by because, you know, well, the buses had 113 on them today. 113 on the buses today. Just, you can't go by a snowstorm on them, right? Amen. Sunny day, we might have 5. But on a snowy day, 113. So, and we had to take them back home already because we was just a little afraid that might get away from us here. So, so pray for our buses as they're making their journey home, that hopefully everybody gets delivered safely, and I trust that all of you will make it safely home. My understanding is it's just going to continue to get worse through today, and so probably we just won't have church tonight, okay? No church tonight. We'll just, you can just pray at home and read your Bible at home and have church at home, all right? If you need me to, well, I won't. We're not going to do dial a sermon tonight, all right? We're not going to do that. We're not going to do it. I'll just tell you to go to the website and you can listen to one there, okay? Amen. Book of Psalms, if you would. And I told my Sunday school class, and I'm going to do my disclaimer here as well, that I very rarely, I mean, if ever, I don't know, and those in my Sunday school class can tell you, I've never, ever, very rarely, I mean, it's very rare. Can I tell you? It's kind of a rare thing that I preach the same thing I taught on in Sunday school class. But as I was, and I had another thought for this morning that I wanted to share with you about, and I felt as I was getting ready for Sunday school class, I thought I need to share some of this in church with us as well, all right? And so to make it seem a little different for the few that's in my Sunday school class, which I believe was Brother Rob, Brother Tom, Sister Ella, Sister Rayburn, Brother Josh. So just a few of you, okay? Not many. Brother Brett back there. Myself, okay? So just a few of us, but just to make you keep your interest, I'm going to read a different text, all right? Psalms chapter 38 is where I want you to look. Psalms 38. Amen. And I'll read you this one verse, in verse 4. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, and as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. Mine iniquities are gone over my head, as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. If I read on, it says, my wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble, sore, and sore broken, and I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth. As for the light of mine eyes, it all also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that opened out his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. Verse 4, mine iniquities are gone over my head, and as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. Man, what I want to talk to us about today is guilt. Guilt. Guilt is a burden on every one of us. First of all, there's not one of us in here that has not felt guilt. You've felt the pressure of guilt in some way, some form, all right? You have felt it, and at first I may feel like I'm going fast. That is because I'm rehashing some things for those that were in my class. But guilt, every one of us have had it. Every one of us experienced. The Bible says all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. We all have experienced guilt. We all know what it is. When we feel, you know what the signs are of guilt, okay? We asked in the Sunday school class if his stomach kind of gets sick of your stomach. Maybe you get sweaty palms. Anxiety comes upon you. Anxiousness, fear grips your heart, all right? Irritability, you become irritable. You can't sleep at night, so you live a very tired and exhausted life. And many times these are symptoms of guilt in your life, that you're dealing with guilt and you're facing guilt. It's not unusual for people to have guilt and to deal with guilt issues. That's not the rare thing. Man, but there is good guilt and there is bad guilt. There is good guilt. You know, God wants you to feel guilty. That's good guilt. God wants you to feel guilty. When you have sinned, He wants you to feel the guilt on your life. He wants you to feel miserable. He wants you to feel guilty until you come to Him for repentance, until you come for forgiveness. He wants to make you so miserable that you will seek forgiveness. God does not hate us, and that's why He puts guilt on us. God does not want us to feel miserable, and so therefore He puts guilt on us. But God makes us feel guilty because He loves us. He loves us and He wants us to find forgiveness and He wants us to come to Him. So what does He do? He brings guilt upon our life so that we turn to Him and say, God, forgive me of my sins. Guilt is a miserable thing. It's meant to be miserable. The purpose of guilt is to make you feel bad. That's what it is, a negative all about it. There's, you know, but God takes that guilt and He wants it to be bad enough that you give your life to Jesus Christ. If you have sin in your life, that you find forgiveness. If you know that you're not pleasing God, that you turn your life to Him and you make it right with God. That's why God puts guilt on us. That is good guilt. I'm thankful that God made me feel guilty for my sins. I'm thankful that when I had done wrong, God made me feel guilty enough that I could not, and I did not want to live with myself and exist with myself any longer until I made it right with God, until I made it right. I'm glad that God does, but there is something called bad guilt as well. And that is what the devil uses against us. The devil uses bad guilt because what Satan does is he wants you to make you feel guilty for the sins of your past. He wants you to make you feel guilty for sins that are already forgiven. He wants you to feel the guilt for all of the burdens of your life and make you feel like you're not worthy to have forgiveness. Satan brings bad guilt because, first of all, he wants you to think that you are never going to be good enough to get right with God. That you can't live good enough. That no matter what you do, you will never be good enough to accept the forgiveness of God in your life. And that is a lie. And he brings that guilt on you to make you feel that way. He wants you to think that there are sins in your past that are so bad and so big that God can't forgive you of those sins. And so therefore, he brings that guilt upon you, amen, to make you feel like, Lord, I'm not worthy. There's no use in trying. You could never save me. My past is so bad. I could never get forgiven. That is bad guilt. That is the devil using guilt to keep you from surrendering your life to Jesus Christ and to find forgiveness in your life. Satan, you know, Christians experience you can be saved and feel guilty. Now, wait a minute, Brother David. How can that be? How can it be if I'm saved, if God's forgiven me, how do I feel guilty? First of all, because Satan tries to keep you feeling guilty. He don't want you to feel like you're forgiven. He does not want you to feel like it's all taken care of. So he continues to make you feel guilty in your life. That's bad guilt. There's also something else, and it's called personal guilt. Personal guilt. We put guilt upon ourselves. We feel like that we are the blame, that we are guilty. We make, and like I said in our class today, some people, they feel bad because their mom and dad got divorced. They feel like it's my fault, and they put that guilt upon themselves, and it's not their fault. It's not their fault. Mom and dad, they broke up their home, and it was because of me. It was because of me, and so they carry that guilt in their life, and they cannot forgive themselves. That's personal guilt. And that there, you cannot continue to carry that. Some people carry personal guilt in their life because their own marriage has fallen apart. And maybe they say, I could have done better, I should have done better, I did wrong, it's all my fault. And they carry that guilt in their life because they've destroyed their own marriage, or because their own marriage is suffering now because of things of their past. And they put that guilt upon them. It's my fault. It's my fault. There are people that are guilty about, feel guilty about their children. Because their children aren't serving God, because their children aren't living for the Lord. They feel guilty about that. They say, oh, if I'd have been a better parent, if I'd have done more, if I'd have done more things right, if I could have done better. I mean, they may put that guilt upon themselves. And really, the truth is, probably you did as best as you knew how. But you cannot carry that guilt on you. It will keep you defeated. It'll keep you from serving God. It'll keep you from working for the Lord. You could do some great things for God, but you can't get rid of the guilt. You need to remove all guilt from your life. You need to remove all the guilt from your life. There's consequences of guilt. Okay? There's consequences that come with that. There's a fear of rejection of God that comes, that God is going to reject us. And, you know, that fear brings guilt upon our life. And if you have sin in your life, you will be rejected by God. You need to remove that guilt. You need to I want you to know, God does forgive. God will forgive you. You can know freedom in your life. David, when you read that verse, he said that burden was hanging over him. That guilt was a load. It was harder on him than he could imagine. I mean, it was rough. There was fear of God's judgment. That guilt laying on them brought fear of the judgment of God. Sure, those people that live with guilt in their life, they're always afraid that God is going to pass judgment on them for their past sin, for the sin of their life. And God will pass judgment, but thanks to Jesus Christ, we can find forgiveness. And we can have freedom from the guilt. Amen. The strong anxiety that hangs over us. Amen. That makes us worry. Amen. It makes us fearful because of that guilt that's in our life. There's some people, they feel driven in life because of guilt. Because they're guilty, they feel the guilt in their life. They got to make it up some other way. You know what? That's not how you get rid of guilt. You get rid of guilt by finding forgiveness. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Okay? Amen. You can't be focused on the things of God if you've got guilt in your life. You need God to wash you and make you clean. You can't, you'll find that it'll rob you of all of your energy to do something for God when you feel guilty in your life. You won't have the enthusiasm to serve God when you feel guilty. You will find that you will punish yourself when you are guilty. You will punish yourself. You will say, I deserve it. I've done wrong, so I deserve this. When something bad happens in your life, you feel like it's because of the guilt that you've done, the things you've done in your past, so I deserve this, that's all right. Gives you a sense of insecurity in your life. When you feel separated from God, and that's what guilt does, it separates you from God, you feel like you're vulnerable. You feel insecure. You need to find forgiveness. You need to be set free from the guilt of your life. You cannot continue to live with. Those verses I read to you in Psalms 38, David says, man, this heavy burden, it's too heavy for me. The verses I read to you, my wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I mean, his sins were before him. His sins became a putrid sore to him. It became something that was a stench to him, his past. Amen. But then it goes on to say, I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day. The pressure of that guilt that was upon him. All the day long he's mourning. He said, my loins are filled with loathsome disease. There is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. Amen. When guilt comes on people, they battle physical illness as well. It beats you down physically because of the guilt in your life. It makes you feel like it robs you of all self-worth when you are guilty, when you feel that guilt. He goes on and says, I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of disquietness in my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee. My groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth. My strength faileth. As for the light of mine eyes, amen, it has all gone from me. Can you imagine when, and you know what it is, when you are feeling guilty, your heart pounds, your heart beats, amen, your palms become sweaty, you feel the burden of it, you're sick of your stomach, you cannot eat, you begin to fail, you begin to fade away, and it's because of guilt in your life, because of guilt. It says, my lovers, my friends, my kinsmen, you know what he began to be? It began to isolate him. Nobody wanted to be around him because of his guilt. Because of the burden of his guilt. Let me tell you, guilt is something that Satan uses to destroy so many people. And when I think about it, guilt can be, you can be set free from your guilt. You can be set free from it. It robs you of relationships. Robs you of quality in your home with your children. It brings physical illnesses upon us. Amen. We need to say, Lord, I need to be found free from guilt. How do we get free from the guilt of our life? How can we just shed this off and put this off and say, Lord, help me to get free of this? First of all, amen, you need to honestly look at it and say, Lord, I'm dealing with guilt. Face the fact that I have guilty feelings in my life, and this is what it's all about. Be honest before God. Be honest before God and say, Lord, I have sinned. Lord, I'm wrong. And even if it's something that you've already asked God to forgive you about, once again say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. Now we know it's all taken care of. Now we know it's all covered. And God, please forgive me. I am sorry. And watch God forgive you. Feel God's forgiveness. Amen. Forgiveness washes away guilt. It washes away guilt in your life. Man, look at your life and see and realize, this is what I'm feeling guilty about. God, forgive me. Forgive me. Confess your sins and repent before God. Confess and repent. Can I tell you this? Man, if you're feeling good, maybe you need to confess and repent to somebody else. Maybe you're carrying guilt because there's somebody else you need to ask to forgive you. Maybe there's somebody else that you have hurt. Maybe you've offended somebody else and you need to ask God to forgive you and you need to ask them to forgive you. And then you can find that guilt begin to be taken off of you. They may not accept it. They may not want to hear it. They may not want to have nothing to do with you. But just simply by you saying, I am sorry, would you forgive me? Amen. It makes you feel like you've laid off that guilt. And when you've asked God to forgive you and those around you to forgive you, amen, I believe that you can feel guilt begin to be lifted off of you. Amen. Accept forgiveness. Accept forgiveness. Man, God is forgiving you. God is forgiving you. Accept it. Take forgiveness. Embrace forgiveness. Don't feel like I'm not worthy of it. I'm not worthy. You know, have you ever tried to give somebody some money and they didn't want to take it? Right? No, I don't need it. I'm good. No. And you keep, come on, take it. Dude, come on, take it. And sometimes that's how we act with God when he's trying to forgive us. No, no, I don't want it, Lord. No, I'm not worthy. Come on, Lord, don't try to. No, I'm fine, I'll be okay. But really, we need to accept forgiveness. Quit telling God you're not worthy. Accept it. Quit telling God that your sin's too big. Accept his forgiveness. He's offering it to you. Accept it. Don't keep pushing it away and pushing it away and feel like it's not good, that you're not good enough for it. None of us are. None of us good enough for the forgiveness of God. But he's giving it to you. You ought to accept his forgiveness. Don't keep shoving it away and rejecting it, but accept it. Accept forgiveness in your life. Okay? You know, I know that forgiveness does not mean that there will not be consequences. And we know that. But we accept forgiveness and God forgives us. And then God helps us deal with consequences in our life. God helps us. Okay? Don't run from your guilt. Give your guilt to God. Give it to God. All right? Just pour it out to the Lord and give it to the Lord. He's ready to set you free today. He's ready to deliver you. He's ready to give it to you, move in your life and work in your life. Accept what God is trying to do. Amen. Do you feel guilty today? Do you carry that in your life? And maybe you need to just give that to God. Would you stand with me? Confess your sins. The Bible tells us if we confess, he'll forgive us. How many know the verses in John 3:16? You know them verses? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Remember those verses? Remember those verses? We like that verse, right? We like that verse, but we... How many of you know how to quote verse 17? Verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Man, don't forget verse 17. Amen. You're still living under condemnation, and God is wanting to forgive you.
That's it.
You're still condemning yourself. That's not what God, why God is making you feel guilty. He's trying to forgive you. So give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Put it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Accept his forgiveness today. Amen. Satan, I can tell you this, Satan will try to continue to bring guilt back on you. He will try. You know, I've heard one man say, take your Bible. Write down in the front, in the white pages of your Bible, right in the front of it, on such and such a date, at such a time, God forgave me.
Yes.
If you want to be clear about it, you can, but write in there, on such and such a date, such and such a time, God forgave me. And then when Satan comes back, tries to make you feel guilty about it, go back to your Bible, open up to the front cover of your Bible, and read there, read it out loud so Satan can hear it. On such and such a date, at such and such a time, at Bethel Chapel, on a snowy Sunday morning, amen, when hardly nobody else was there, and it was, you know, that's when God forgave me. Remind yourself, remind the devil, and remove that guilt. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we love you, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're here today, Lord God, to set us free from the guilt of our past. Lord, I felt today, Lord God, I'm not knowing who would be here today, not knowing who would be in Sunday school class, not knowing who would be in this sanctuary this morning, God. But I pray, Lord Jesus, that you'd set someone free from the guilt of their life. God, Satan is tormenting them. Satan is destroying their life just through guilt. They feel the burden of it. They feel the load of it. They feel this heavy burden on them. But God, you have forgiven. Your grace is great, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sing that, Sister Ruth.
Nail it to the cross. Get it under the blood. Drown your pain and every stain in the mercy blood. Nail it to the cross.
Sunday school class was going to leave right after Sunday school. Wouldn't be in the sanctuary. Not knowing that at all, but I felt God deal with me that I needed to share this into both of these today. Maybe you're here today and you're dealing with guilt in your life and you've not been able to get free of it. Maybe you're here today and you're saying, Brother David, it's just something that I've never been able to forgive myself. I don't know if God can forgive me. Satan just continues to beat you up over it. It'd be a good time just to get it under the blood once and for all. If you have to, write it in your Bible. Such and such a date, such and such a time. Bethel Chapel. Amen. God forgave. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there somebody here you need God to forgive you and you're saying, I just need to get rid of the guilt? I believe God's able to do it. I want to remove this guilt from my life. Man, would you slip your hand up today? God bless you. God bless you. Is there another? Amen. Heads are bowed. Amen. Someone put your hand up and say, Brother David, help me to get free of the guilt. I need God to help me get free of the guilt in my life. Hallelujah. Amen, church. Let's all come to this altar. Those lift your hand, come and let's pray. Let's find a place to give it to God right now.
Get it under. Drown your pain and every stain in the mercy's blood. Nail it to the cross. Find hope and forgiveness. Kneel at the tree. Walk away free. Nail it to the cross. tree, walk away free, nail it to the cross.
Hallelujah.
Oh, nail it to the cross. The tree.